Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, David Hulse. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Carl covering, for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga hits a pop-up towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Murray moves to third. Alomar moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Thomey reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Alomar scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Espinoza hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tommy moves to third. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy scores. Lofton moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Vina reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Matheny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Hulse moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hulse scores. Matheny moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields the ball and throws to Hershiser covering. Safe. Matheny moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Matheny scores. Cirillo moves to third. Vina moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hershiser. Cirillo scores. Vina moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tommy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Hulse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hulse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hulse takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nilsson scores. There goes Hulse trying to get to second. Bell throws the ball into Tommy, who relays the ball to Berga, who tags Hulse for the out. It's Indians, 5, Brewers, 5. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hulse. Espinoza reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Espinoza moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to third. Jim Poole now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Nilsson scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Brewers. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hulse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Espinoza hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Garcia now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Matheny is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Matheny hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Vina moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Seitzer is walked intentionally. Eric Plunk now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hulse takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Matheny hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinoza is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hulse. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Indians. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hulse. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 11-6, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Espinoza hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Wayne Kirby now playing left field. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mieske is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.